We check the clarity of our state. In particular consciousness, since she is the base of the recognition of our very existence. In fact, the quality of clarity applies almost exclusively to consciousness. You would not describe the experience of the heart as clear, the depth of being as clear. There's a different vocabulary in regards to different aspects of our inner expansion, abidance. Clarity is one of the fundamental aspects of the natural state of consciousness. Often we ask students to describe their state of consciousness and to describe one's consciousness, one has to have an understanding of that domain. Most seekers don't, even if they do tap into that state. For instance, one can say, "Oh, I feel silence." Anyone can say, "I feel silence." And because this description is so general, it virtually means nothing. So the terminology that we introduce is not accidental, it is not invented through some kind of a creativity, imagination. These words, they carry meaning, they represent in the closest objective way the reality of consciousness in that case. So clarity is one of the aspects. Spaciousness is another aspect. Spaciousness means that consciousness has moved beyond its initial stage of crystallization and solidification and has opened up, meaning it is closer to its natural condition, to its final developed, actualized condition. Next, there is a transparency, which is similar to clarity. Clarity is like the absence of subconscious energies and vividness, luminosity of the state itself. Transparency is like its combination of its boundlessness and lack of self-consciousness within the state. Transparency is more or less a combination of spaciousness and clarity. It has, however, a different feeling to it, this term. Next quality is restfulness. Is the state experienced only horizontally, or it is resting in itself? Resting means that it has linked itself with the dimension of being, even prior to actual awakening of being itself. A vertical dimension has been added to consciousness. Consciousness is the meeting of the horizontal and vertical realities within oneself. That resting quality of consciousness, which you are moving into that condition, growing into, and the state is more or less established already. Because when you are resting too much, the state becomes relaxed, and if it's not established, you might simply lose it. When consciousness is resting, it affects also the conscious me. The conscious me becomes more relaxed. Therefore, it is less able to control the subconscious. So suddenly you find yourself drifting in the mind, lost in thoughts. Only when the state is properly established, or to a large degree established, and somehow me is integrated with the state, only then one can move more and more into the condition of rest. Consciousness is resting. In fact, after it is fully established, the whole evolution of consciousness is primarily oriented towards reaching deeper and deeper rest, which is surrender, which is absorption. For that consciousness, in order to have the proper foundation to reach absorption, first the quality of being has to be activated, and eventually the absolute state has to be reached. Meaning the soul has to have already connection with the dimension of absence from being. Her body of being has to be rooted in the beyond in order to link consciousness with the absolute. But being alone cannot link consciousness with the absolute unless the spiritual heart is awakened, which creates the bridge between dimension of consciousness and dimension of being. Coming back to consciousness You verify its clarity, its transparency, its strength, which is, by the way, another quality of consciousness. It has to have a strength. It cannot be too mild, too diluted. Strength is a quality of empowerment of consciousness, which is not the same as concentration. It's not even personal. It is the power of the soul. Her consciousness is empowered by something which is much more universal than the me or the concentration of the mind. The soul is powerful. She is a powerful being. How otherwise could she survive in the universal space? She is not sustaining itself through the mind. She is not sustaining herself through the me. She is not thinking how to perpetuate, how to live, how to sustain herself. There's another power which allows her to live in that eternity. If there are any subconscious energies present, whether there are thoughts, foggy energies, sleepy energies, you are not confronting them directly, you simply surrender to your consciousness with complete one-pointed dedication. You become one, you embody your consciousness. That alone should dissolve the subconscious. Your I am, the light of I am, is your only weapon against the subconscious self. And you do not need any other one. The unreal, the false, becomes transformed and dissolved through the real, not through the observer, but through the soul. sitting in meditation, being one with our I am, letting go into that I am, and I am letting go into the vertical depth of the now. We are in constant relationship with the divine. Because the general concept of meditation is so mechanical, so technical, the original meaning of it got lost, especially that most seekers struggle with their unconsciousness so much, they forget where they are actually sitting. Meditation is a state of devotion, it is a state of prayer, it is a constant surrendering of one's individuality to the source of creation. We have to go beyond those ape-like concepts of devotion and prayer. As you sit, abide within, you are not sitting in your own self, you are sitting in God. The state of meditation is simply the soul abiding in the divine. This abidance is dynamic, it is a continuous surrender, continuous relationship between our sacred individuality and existence, a relationship which is not dual. Initially it has a traces of duality, but ultimately it is a movement within oneness. Growing into that oneness, into the mystery of that infinite reality which created our consciousness, our heart, our intelligence.